Are the Dashavatars related with the evolution of the earth? See, this is a correlation that is often brought about by some Hindu thinkers to try to show how Vedic scriptures are also scientific. And Bhaktisiddhanta Swaminathakur also used it once. But he uses it in a very different sense. Now, Prabhupada strongly was opposed to it. And literally, if we are trying to read evolution in the Bhagavatam, it doesn't work. Because we see that the first avatar is Matsya, at least in the Chautara sequence. But then, so evolution may say that first life came in the aquatic form and then it came elsewhere. But along with Matsya avatar, there is Satyavrat Muni and there are all the species there already. Isn't it? So he comes as a Matsya avatar and he saves Satyavrat Muni along with all the others, along other living beings over there when the cosmic inundation happens. So in that sense, we cannot correlate the Dashavatars with the evolution theory directly. But what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur does is that he explains in one article that he basically uses the idea of evolution to explain how Krishna is the most evolved conception of God. And he says that yes, there are various incarnations, and yes, there is God can appear as a half man, half lion. God can appear as a dwarf. God can appear as a boar. God can appear. So God can appear in various species, and his highest manifestation is in a beautiful human form as Krishna. So in that sense, he uses the thought that is there of a progression in evolution. He uses that to talk about the glory of Krishna as the most evolved manifestation of the Lord. But to read evolution directly into the Vedic narrative of the Dashavatar, that is actually it is not a warranted inference. Does that address your question? Thank you. Yes.
You mentioning that.